Blog Talk Radio.
We've been taught that the birthplace of the human race is Earth, but it's not.
Do you know what this will do to people when they find out the truth?
I don't think that most people would want to know the truth.
I do.
Your planet was seeded by Brass Axe Industries roughly 100,000 years ago.
It's one of the most powerful dynasties in the universe. There are three primary heirs. The oldest is Blem. He's the one that controls this planet and wants you dead.
I'm telling you, I'm nobody.
You are royalty.
What about the girl?
Still alive.
Bring her to me.
When the exact same genes reappear in the exact same order, is this what you call reincarnation?
Majesty's life is going to change, if she wants it to.
I'm selfless, Amy. Right now, Valen owns the title to Earth. Once you claim it, the Earth will belong to you.
I will harvest that planet tomorrow before I let her take it from me.
Have you ever seen a harvest?
Never, but I've heard they feel no pain.
About why you wanted her.
That planet belongs to me.
Not anymore.
Your Majesty, I have more in common with a dog than I have with you.
I love dogs. I've always loved dogs.
Here we go.
Minutes to spare, so I thought I would talk to you about the latest movie I've seen, and this movie is called Jupiter Ascending. Now, this movie has been delayed because it was supposed to come out last year, last summer, and it got pushed back, but now it's coming out this week, so I finally got to see it, so now I must tell you about it. And why do I do this? Because I unnecessarily give movie reviews. But anyway, this is the latest from the Wachowskis. You know, they used to be brothers. Now they're brother and sister. And they're known for The Matrix, Speed Racer, and Cloud Atlas. And they're known for doing, you know, different types of sci-fi. It's not in the normal realm. So, but this new one they got out, Jupiter Ascending, stars our buddy Channing Tatum, Mila Kunis, and Eddie Redmayne. So here's the deal, okay? Mila Kunis plays Jupiter Jones, who has an ordinary life. In fact, her life sucks, you know? She's kind of like a immigrant. And her and her mother and aunt have to clean people's houses and toilets and get up every morning, do this back-breaking work all day and live in the home with the rest of the family of uncles and stuff who just argue all the time at dinner and thinks money is should be kept and not spent. She wants a little bit more in life. Now, what she didn't know was her father, who, when her father met her mother, you know, he had this thing for looking out into the stars. He thought they were beautiful, and he always stared into this telescope, and that's how he met his mother, her mother. And, you know, they got married and pregnant. But tragedy struck when some thieves came in and they tried to take the telescope, which got the father killed. So she never knew her father. Okay, fine. So, while her life sucks on Earth, apparently there's a galactic empire led by the House of Baraxis. I think I got that right, but if I'm wrong, you know, sorry about that. So Eddie Redmayne plays one of the main people, Balaam. I think that's how you pronounce his name. Okay. Knows about Jupiter Jones and wants her murdered. What? We'll get into that a little later. So, of course, he sends some assassins out to kill her. At the same time, other members of his family send out their hunters and gatherers to find this child also, this girl also. That's where Channing Tatum comes in. He's a hunter called Kane. And he's a spliced human. And they say he's spliced with a lichen. But some of the things that was mentioned about him made no sense. So he's a badass at this point, right? He's like a one-man wrecking machine army Rambo. And so he finds Mila Kunis and he has to keep her safe and get her back to claim the Earth because apparently she is the rightful owner of the planet. I hope you haven't tuned out yet. So she's the rightful owner of this planet. So, of course, she doesn't know this. She doesn't realize there's life on other planets, and she's royalty, and she's a special kind of royalty on top of that. So you got all these different factions trying to trick her or hunt her down, so they can lay claim to what's supposed to be the most valuable piece of this galactic empire, which is Earth. And they don't want Mila Kunis to lay claim to it. Now, I'm not going to spoil everything, but when you find out what this galactic empire is about, why they put life on Earth and on other planets, why humans are put on different planets, and what they do with these humans after a while, plain ridiculous on so many levels. Okay? So, because Mila Kunis, as good looking she is, can't find a man, which I don't find that hard to believe. Now, unless, of course, she's just picky and she just won't find the right man, it's on her. That I buy, but they act like she can't find a man. And so when she ends up in space, nothing goes according to plan as far as what they want, what they're trying to get her to do and what everybody else is trying to get her to do. And basically, it's a very long movie that breaks down to a long, overdrawn action scene in the beginning, not total beginning, but in the beginning, followed by a bunch of paperwork in the middle, and then an even longer, blown-out action scene in the end that would make Michael Bay proud with the explosions that took place. All the while trying to tell a weak, weak story. That's my opinion on it. I think it's a very weak story. I think it's a damn shame, to be honest, that this movie is as weak as it is. I was hoping, you know, it would be something nice to watch, but it's not. Let me give you some more characters in this movie, okay? You got James Darcy. You may know him from the current Agent Carter. He plays Jarvis. He's Maximilian Jones, who was the father who didn't last long in this movie. Sean Bean is Stinger. He's similar to what Channing Tatum is, and he seems to be exiled on Earth. This is the first time Sean Bean hasn't died in a movie in a long time. Glad you can make it. Douglas Booth is Titus. He's a brother to Eddie Redmayne, and you know he's trying to manipulate and scheme and get his hands on the ownership of the Earth. I hope I say his name right. Tuperance Middleton plays Kalik Abraxas, and she's the sister, and she's conniving and scheming and deceitful, and everybody in the family's deceitful, and they lie, and they act like lying is just part of everyday living, you know, and they look at Mila Kunis as like just the most gullible of person, because they just feel they can just tell her anything, she'll believe it. And she doesn't know about what's going on in the universe. And then some of the things that was just ridiculous, like there's all this destruction on Earth, but apparently these aliens have a way to just fix everything within a matter of hours, fix burning buildings within hours, and then make everybody forget that it ever happened, so that you go through life not realizing there's aliens. And then the few that whose mind isn't changed, well, you know, everybody goes like they're crazy anyway, so it doesn't matter. You know, just lock them up. If you're a sci-fi person, you don't see other familiar faces in this movie. Most of them British. And Gugu Mbatha-Raw, she's in this. Man, she's gorgeous. Just had to throw that in there. Marie Doyle Kennedy, who's on Orphan Black. She plays the stepmother to our hero. And she plays Jupiter Jones's mother. So, yeah, and this is written by the Wachowskis, and you know, they try. I can't say they don't try, but they just all over the place sometimes with their concept. And I don't know if this helps, but somebody told me after the movie they thought this was Flash Gordon without the fun. And Eddie Redmayne, his performance is just so ridiculous. I mean, this man is up for Best Actor, and it's, you know, sometimes they say when a bad movie comes out just before the Oscars that kills your chance for winning the award. And if that's true, then Eddie Redmayne is not winning for his performance in Theory of Everything, because this over-the-top, overacted, overblown performance he puts on, and like, this guy's supposed to be the head of a galactic empire, and you don't believe it because he just seems like if he doesn't have somebody next to him, he's a pushover. And he's supposed to be ruthless. And then how they explain how Mila Kunis is part of this royal family and what the deal is and why she is. But what they never explain, and I'm guessing you're supposed to figure this out for yourself, is like how her father, who you really don't get to know because he doesn't last long in this movie, is related to this family in the first place. And it's obvious the mother is human, nothing special about it. But the father, when you meet him, all he's doing is staring out into space and using super expensive telescopes and staring at all the planets, and like, you know, he came from outer space and he just want to get back there. Now, if that was the case, you know, maybe he was a part of his family and he went to Earth because of what the things that happened, and he was in exile or just stuck, you know, ship crash. Okay, but you never find out what his deal was, like how, whether he was related. So when they explain to you how Jupiter Jones fits into this. You don't know if it makes any sense or not. Yeah, so this movie's a failure. It's bullshit. It's not worth seeing. I don't even think you want to waste your time when it comes out on Netflix or HBO or whatever. Well, it would be HBO because I believe it's Warner Brothers, and if this movie makes any money this weekend, well, look, it's not my fault. It's your fault because you went out and saw this movie, and I warned you not to. So that's the second film I've done this year. I hope you, if you haven't yet, heard my review of Kingsman, which is due out in another week or two. You want to check that out because I highly recommend that movie. But listen to my review. Well, I know some people don't like to listen to my reviews till after they've seen the movie. That's fine, too. But, you know, and like, comment if you want. You know, I hope that someone cares what I'm doing on here, you know. I'm not just talking into space because I'm trying to do you a solid, keeping you away from the bad movies and recommending the good ones. And I know a good movie and I know a bad movie. Sometimes I'm right, and sometimes people don't agree with me. But hey, when you got ESPN, you know what you're talking about, okay? All right, so I think I've rambled on long enough. It's sad, you know, coming off Guardians of the Galaxy and how fun that was as a space opera, just to follow up with this garbage. I mean, Guardians was with Guardians and then Star Wars about to come back out later on this year, you're thinking, yeah, space fantasies, that can make a comeback. But once they see this, it's a bump in the road. It's a stalled engine, if I ever heard of one. I mean, Wachowski, you know what? I have a suggestion. For your next movie, don't do this high-concept sci-fi fantasy. Do something down to earth and doesn't take a protractor to try to understand. This one was easier to understand than the last movie. Not that I didn't understand it. I just thought it was just a mess. But, yeah, I mean, show us that you could do something else besides sci-fi fantasy for once. And write a love story or a thriller. You know, write a shoot 'em up. Do something different, okay? Because at this rate, you're not going to be doing many movies. I mean, hey, you may have a lot of credit for what you did with The Matrix, even though 2 and 3 is not that good. But, you know, nobody cared for Speed Racer. And Cloud Atlas flopped. So you're not batting. You're batting very low. So that's just, take my advice. I know you'll hear this. I'm not trying to be mean, you know. I want y'all to succeed. All right, so that'll be it for me. I will talk to y'all later. Until next time, peace.